Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
We have another guest online. Now, only a few years ago, few in Australia had heard of the International Day Against Homophobia, and frankly, fewer cared. However, that's changing. And this year in Melbourne, it takes another leap forward with the involvement of the AFL and Headspace. And joining me on the line to talk about it is Rob Mitchell. G'day, Rob.
G'day, Doug. How are you?
Well, thanks. So what's Idaho stroke AFL stroke Headspace up to now?
Okay, well, as you mentioned, Idaho is a relatively recent thing, and it's a neat piece of recycling. On May the 17th, the World Health Organization decided, I think, correctly, that just because you're not heterosexual doesn't mean you should be classified as having a disease. So on May 17th, 1990, they said, oh, we're just like everybody else. So it's a neat piece of recycling. What's going on is on the May 17th now, what we do is we highlight the damage that homophobia and transphobia does to people's mental health. And so this year, the AFL Players Association have teamed up with Headspace, which, as a lot of your listeners will know, is tremendously GLBTI friendly. Not only do they offer services to people of varying sexual orientation, they really are very, very good with the whole youth mental health framework. And one of the reasons they're so good is because they actually deliver services on the ground. So, you know, whether it's in city areas or regional and rural areas, you know, if you can get to a Headspace centre and, get hooked into that network, we know that it's extraordinarily beneficial. And so what this year, if you go to www.headspace.org.au, on the front page there you'll see a competition, and you just design a postcard which you can email in or upload, and you'll if you can design a postcard that talks about diversity and what that means for you, if it's a winning entry, you'll get some football signed by an AFL player and some iTunes vouchers.
Wow. So it's a $100 iTunes voucher and a signed football. That's pretty good going.
Well, it's very good going because it might only take you a couple of minutes to design up a postcard and just whack it on the website. And
last year there were a few footballers involved, were there not?
Yes.
Not, it has to be said, the most prominent set of AFL footballers ever, but nevertheless they were still playing AFL players, and they held up little posters and stuff went up online. Are we going to see some faces online again this year?
We are. So it's part of a... we've actually just altered the flavour of this year slightly, because obviously we couldn't just do the same thing as we did last year, because I think, you know, that would probably be a bit, you know, just become a bit dated. With last year we had a lot of faces. In fact, we had all the delegates of the various clubs who were the delegates to the PA. So that was a world first, because when it's been tried in other countries like the UK and so on, they've managed to get, you know, adverts put together, but when it's come to getting the support of the players, they haven't been able to do it. So we're actually, you know, we're leading the world here, which is, you know, is obviously where we should be in a community that's so, you know, sports mad. This year what we've decided to do is to just take it a bit further, and so that we've got an ongoing engagement from the Players Association with Headspace, as I say. And so rather than just a one-day-per-year thing, it'll be a constant thing where the players will be lending their voice to, you know, what we know is a tremendously important mental health initiative. I mean,
can I just break in there for a moment, because Jamie's bouncing up and down here wanting to ask you a question.
Hi, Rob. I'm very interested to hear, I guess, about the AFL's aspect within it. I mean, the theme you have for this year's competition is, in my eyes, homophobia is out of bounds.
Correct.
It's very sport-oriented, and obviously, I guess, homophobia within the sporting realm is extremely prominent. So I'm very interested to hear about the AFL's play within this.
Yes, well, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at Lynn Hillier's last lot of research in writing themselves in from La Trobe University, you'd be aware that something like 80% of the homophobic abuse that young GLBTI people experience is either in a sort of a school context, and obviously it's worse in rural areas. And in rural areas, as I said, I mean, we're sports mad anyway as a country, but in the rural context, sport is an incredibly important method of socialising. So you're absolutely right. I mean, homophobia is very pronounced in sport, you know, worldwide, but obviously in Australia, and that speaks to this real drought about athletes that we have. I mean, we have just barely a handful of people in the public domain who identify as other than straight.
And that's why it's really important for this campaign to take place within sport, because it does have such a central kind of hero role in Australian culture, far more so than in most others.
I feel bad about being cynical about the AFL's involvement, but I really do question, if you took a survey of players in the AFL, I really question what results would be in terms of their attitudes.
And this from a St Kilda fan. And this from a St Kilda fan.
I rest my case, exactly.
Now, Jamie, your point is valid. The AFL itself, in terms of the AFL corporate and the administration, is incredibly bad at not only dealing with different sexual orientation, it's incredibly bad at dealing with gender. So you're right to be cynical about the AFL corporate and the administrators, but if you think about the players, those, you know, just under 800 young men, if you think about their backgrounds, if you think about their sexual orientation, clearly they're not all going to be straight. Clearly they come from different socioeconomic backgrounds. Clearly they have different religious backgrounds. The players have diversity built in, and that's what we're tapping into. And as Doug points out, you know, they're incredibly potent messengers of the diversity idea. The administrators are bloody hopeless.
They come from another era, don't they? I mean,
absolutely. I mean,
they come from another time.
And the Crawford Report, which was, was the first time. I mean, the Crawford Report, David Crawford was very, very astute in pointing out the areas, and they named GLBDI as one of the areas that needed work on it, and that's why we've got the grant money from the Australian Sports Commission, and that's why this whole project has also got the support of the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, is that there is a job of work to be done here. But, you know, having, you know, athletes, particularly footballers that are, you know, lauded, as Doug says, as role models, to have them pushing out the message that just because you're not straight, that doesn't matter. That's a really potent message, particularly for kids in the country to be getting, regardless of their sexual orientation. So, look, Jamie, I share your scepticism with you on the administration side of things. Not as Doug will tell you, not a week goes by where I'm constantly on their case. But I think where people are stepping up, and the players are stepping up, and they do it constantly. They did it around racism. They're doing it around sexual orientation. We need to get that message out there.
Okay, Jamie, you want to come back here?
I think it will be interesting to see the promotion that the AFL actually push for it. That in itself will speak for itself, I think.
Oh, the players are obviously behind it. I mean, the AFL Players Association, it's got their full support. As I said, the Victorian Human Rights and Equal Opportunity Commission, they are supporting it.
Hey, Rob, maybe
this is Kath Pope, by the way, not
Rob, maybe you could talk to the AFL Players Association and see whether you guys can find a single retired AFL footballer who's willing to come out now that they're no longer playing the game.
But Jamie, why are you interested? In getting people to come out?
I think that surely if there's 800 guys in the league and we've had this league in play for how many years, just one who's retired could come out.
I think that's going to happen sooner or later, and I think this is part of creating an atmosphere in which people feel safe to do so. I don't think within the AFL we are there yet.
And absolutely right. And Doug, we know from the research that the people most at risk of suicidal thought, if they're not heterosexual, are just before they come out. So we don't want to be focusing on pressuring people, saying, oh, you've got to come out, you've got to come out. That is not the way to go. What we've got to do as a community, not just in the GLBTI community, but the broader community, we've got to make it safe for people to come out. The same reason that the reason you don't have an elite AFL footballer turning up to the Brownlow with his boyfriend is for the same reason that a 17-year-old footballer in Traralgon doesn't want to come out, because they just don't feel
safe. I'm talking about a 50-year-old player.
Yeah, but I'd be interested to hear what other people think. I'm not fussed. The focus of this whole project is not to get people to come out. The focus of this project is, and people, as Doug is absolutely spot on, these people will come out under their own steam and under their own good time, which is their choice, when the environment is safe enough. So let's make the environment safe.
Okay, well, we're going to have to leave it there, Rob. Thanks very much for your time today. Just a word to the listener that we are going to have a link to this up on the rainbowreporter.com program blog, so you can find it there. And pretty soon we're going to have a Facebook page for you as well. So we too are coming into the modern world. Thanks, Rob.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.